Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. Today is World Day for Laboratory Animals, commemorating the suffering of animals in laboratories. It has been a focal point for educating the public and legislators about animal tests and the alternatives for nearly 40 years. The reactions to the anti-Semitic attack in Prenzlauer Berg last week continue. After the Jewish community called for the campaign Berlin Carries Kippah for Tomorrow, an alliance of several initiatives launched the social media campaign #WeAreAlsoJews. The background is also the attack on an Arab Israeli wearing a kippah by a Palestinian Syrian at Helmholtzplatz. The alliance includes the Stop Extremism Initiative, backed by Berlin lawyer and mosque founder Seyran Ateş, the Jewish Forum for Democracy and Against Antisemitism, and the Berlin social enterprise Apardo are also participating. Since Monday morning, social media users have been called upon to share posts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the #WeAreAlsoJews to show solidarity with Jews in Berlin and Germany. Investigators of the Berlin-Brandenburg Customs Investigation Office have found a drug ring on the net, and with it, the data of 1,500 customers, most of whom are said to come from Berlin and Brandenburg. This was first reported in Morgenpost on Monday, and a spokesman for the office confirmed the success of the search. According to this, the transactions took place in the darknet, a part of the internet that largely enables anonymity and is often associated with the cryptocurrency Bitcoin and the trade of illegal goods. In addition to weapons, these include drugs, which are often delivered to mailboxes. If investigators succeed in matching such a delivery, the chain can be traced back to the individual customer. This depends, above all, on the work of digital forensics. The search for two men who on Friday evening in Berlin-Lichtenberg are said to have ordered a fighting dog to attack a 36-year-old Turk is turning out to be difficult. According to police reports on Monday, there are no descriptions of the two men. The state security agency responsible for politically motivated acts is investigating. The two men are said to have insulted the 36-year-old man and his companion xenophobically in front of a cafe in Margaretenstrasse. According to police, one of the men grabbed the 56-year-old by the neck and knocked her to the ground. Then, one of the perpetrators ordered the dog, which, according to witnesses, was a pit bull, to bite the 36-year-old. Passersby rushed to help the injured man and alerted police, and thereupon the two men fled. A 77-year-old was also attacked by a pit bull in Brandenburg. The man was in Perleberg on Saturday with a companion and his dachshund, when the fighting dog ran out of a park and threw himself onto the trio. A dog owner or responsible person could not be identified. The man was bitten on the hand during the attack and had the wound treated on an outpatient basis in the ER. In large parts of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg and Tempelhof, the power went out for around 90 minutes on Sunday evening. According to the police, the cause was a breakdown at the Zossenerstrasse switching station. Olaf Wiedner, spokesman for the Berlin power grid, confirmed on Monday that the two failures occurred and that both were caused by cable faults. Because of the later blackout at 9:24 p.m., a concert in the Columbiahalle had to end prematurely. And among others, Bankheim was affected by the earlier power failure at about 6:30 p.m., but it didn't have to be cleared as most visitors could retreat to the already darkened rooms, just without the music. At the Ostbahnhof, the train displays remained black. The later power outage also affected 170 commercial enterprises and around 1,700 households, above all the Bergmannkiez and the surrounding area. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.